abiding in Islam. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Parenting in Islam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching an episode of our series Parenting in Islam. Let's start our episode by listening to an excellence of reciting Durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. There is a blissful statement of the final Prophet of Allah azza wa jal wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam: whoever recites salat upon me, his salat reaches me. I pray for his forgiveness, and other than this, 10 good deeds are written for him. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, before listening to this episode, it's important for us to make good intentions. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali, that as a believer's intention is better than his action. Therefore, the more good intentions we make, the more sawab we will attain, insha'Allah azza wa jal. You can make the intention before listening to this episode that you will listen to this episode to gain the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. Whatever you learn in this episode, you'll try to remember it, act upon it, and even share it with your family and friends. You will try to make notes if possible, and you will listen to this episode till the very end. And whenever you hear Sallu al-Habib, or you hear the noble Prophet's name, you will recite Durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our topic for today is children and our pious predecessors, rahimahumullahu ta'ala. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, in this episode, we'll be covering the upbringing of children that our pious predecessors, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, did. And we'll try to learn about the way they did it. And inshallah, we'll also implement this in our lives. Sayyidina Shaykh Kirmani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was a very pious individual. When his daughter, who was of a beautiful appearance and character, became eligible for marriage, a marriage proposal came from the king, but Sheikh Kirmani rahmatullahi ta'ala requested for 3 days to think about it and began looking for a pious young man, going around one masjid to another. The Sheikh's sight fell on a pious young man who completed his namaz in a very good manner. The Sheikh asked him, "Are you married?" He said, "No." Then the Sheikh asked, "Do you want to get married?" The Sheikh further said that the girl recites the Quran, is habitual in offering her salah and fasts, and she is beautiful and of a pious nature. The young man said, "Who would want to marry me?" The Sheikh replied, "I will arrange it. Take some of these dirhams, buy bread for 1 dirham, curry for 1 dirham, and buy some perfume for 1 dirham. Like this, the Shaykh rahmatullahi ta'ala had his pious daughter's nikah done with that young man. When the bride came to the groom's house, she saw dry bread placed on the vessel of a water. She asked, "What is this bread?" The groom replied, "This is the stale bread from yesterday. I kept it for iftar, that is for breaking the fast." Hearing this, she started returning home. Seeing this, the groom said, "I knew that the princess-like daughter of Sayyidina Sheikh Kirmani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi cannot stay with a poor person like me." The bride replied, "I am not returning because of your poverty. I am returning because your reliance in Allah Azza wa Jal seems very weak. I am amazed at my father. How did he describe you as sound-natured and pious man?" Upon hearing this, the groom was embarrassed and said, "I apologize for this weakness of mine." The bride replied, "Keep your excuse to yourself. However, I cannot stay in a house that has 1 times food stored in it. Now either I'll stay here or this bread." The groom immediately went and gave the bread in sadqa. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. O devotees of the pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala, you have just heard how well the renowned saint of his time, Sayyidina Shaykh Kirmani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, had nurtured his daughter. His well-nurtured daughter had complete trust in Allah Almighty. She did not become upset at the lack of wealth or luxuries in her husband's house. Rather, she complained about him storing bread for iftar, that is breaking the fast. Surely his daughter had this mindset due to him providing her an Islamic upbringing, as he himself was Allah fearing and possessed complete trust in Allah Almighty. He gave his daughter an Islamic upbringing and chose a pious worshipper for their marriage, so that the blessings of the fear of Allah Almighty and piety can transfer to their children as well. Of course, if a person is pious himself, his children benefit from his good deeds as well. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma states, "No doubt Allah Almighty rectifies the child of a person and the children of that child and so on due to his good deeds. And Allah Almighty protects his children and him in his neighbors and keeps all of them veiled and protected." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, a serious amount of neglect is shown in our society when it comes to the upbringing of children. Perhaps the reason for this is the parents are not well trained themselves. How can one who is unaware of the rulings of Sharia and in need of training himself train and nurture others according to the Islamic law? Therefore, when such parents start receiving proposals of their daughter's marriage, they prioritize for a guy to be wealthy, possessor of various degrees of worldly education from a modern family, regardless of him praying at all or not, sinning openly, eating haram, being known for deceiving people, unaware of the necessary rulings of Islam, and even if he is an embodiment of heedlessness. Whereas if somebody advises them to marry their daughter off to a guy whose income may be less but is 100% halal, is capable of fulfilling the rights of wife, abstain from sins and is religious, is an embodiment of knowledge, piety, modesty and acting upon sunnahs, is enriched with the fear of Allah Almighty and love His Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, is an imam, muazzin, qari or attached to the Islamic environment, then ma'azallah, such hideous remarks are being made regarding him. "Oh, our daughter will die out of starvation if she marries him. He'll keep her shackled at home. He'll keep her veiled from head to toe, ma'azallah." Remember, good parents always look for a religious person for their daughter's and sister's wedding. Alhamdulillah, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has also commanded to marry a pious individual. The beloved Prophet ﷺ has stated, "When such a person offers you a marriage proposal whose religiousness and character you like, then do nikah with him. If you do not do this, then fitna and big evils will take form on earth." Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, meaning, when you find a religious person of a good character and habits for your daughter, then do not delay in the marriage of your young daughter out of the greed of wealth and in the wait for a millionaire. This is because in waiting for a wealthy guy, if girls are not married off, then lots of girls will remain unmarried and lots of guys will also remain unmarried on the other hand. And this will lead to a surge in fornication, which will cause humiliation for the girl's family. The result of all this will be that families will fight each other, leading to killing and bloodshed, which has started to become apparent nowadays. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, alas, all struggles these days are for the worldly education for the child. Nobody cares about the Islamic education and upbringing of the child. Every mother and father have dreams of making their child a doctor, engineer or pilot. But very few parents want to make their child a hafiz of the Quran, a scholar or a mufti. Parents desire to see their children live a fashionable and modern life, but hardly any parents want to see their child live a life according to the sunnahs of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Such parents should think with a cold mind that have they played a part in getting their children to the state that they are in now? If we had provided our children with Islamic education alongside worldly education from day one, then perhaps we would not have to face the difficulties with children that we are facing right now. Anyhow, in these testing times, it is the most important thing to provide an Islamic upbringing to our children, following our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala. Otherwise, we may have to face a loss in the hereafter as well as in this world. Dear viewers, Mother Shah, we have heard this before. Allah Azza wa Jalla stated in the Holy Quran, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, O believers, save yourselves and your families from the fire, the fuel of which are humans and stones. Sayyidina Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, states in the commentary of this verse, when the merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam recited this verse, the honorable Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in inquired, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, how shall we save our family members from the fire of hell? So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, command them of the acts that are beloved to Allah Almighty and prohibit them from the acts that are disliked to Allah Almighty. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madrasa Channel, moving forward, let's listen to a faith enlightening account. Imam Asma'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states that I saw a Bedouin woman who was saying while advising her son, O my son, the ability to do an action is granted by Allah Almighty and I advise you. Now dear viewers of Madrasa Channel, listen to these advices carefully. The woman told her son that avoid tale-telling because it causes enmity between two tribes and separates friends. Refrain from seeking faults in people lest you too may become defective. Don't show off in worship. Avoid being stingy when it comes to spending your wealth. Take lessons from the consequential ends of others. Whatever action of others you like, act upon it yourself, and whatever action you dislike in them, refrain from it yourself, because a person is blind to his own shortcomings. Then that woman became silent, so I said, O Bedouin woman, for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, advise further. She asked, O the citizen of city, did you like the advice of a Bedouin? I said, by Allah, I like it. She said, son, avoid being deceptive, because out of all dealings that you have with people, deceit is the worst. The woman further stated, adopt generosity, knowledge, humility, and modesty. Now I bid you farewell in the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal. May peace be upon you and may Allah have mercy upon you. At last, she said that, remember, backbiting is worse than fornicating 30 times in the state of Islam. Tubu ila Allah. Astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's listen to another faith enlightening account of late Haji Zamzam At-Tari. A very recent example for us to follow. The mother of the children of Muballighi Dawat Islami, a member of the central Majlis Shura, Haji Abu Junaid Zamzam Raza At-Tari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, Haji Zamzam loved his children very much. When the daughters would come home, he would set aside all his tasks and come to meet them. At home, if he would ever be a bit firm in rectifying someone over his mistake, he would also explain alongside, I am explaining to you for the sake of your own benefit and the salvation in the hereafter. While eating food, he would ask kids to take lead in reciting du'as and he would make arrangements to eat according to sunnah. As much as possible, he would take his sons with him to offer namaz. If he went on a madni qafla, he would instruct them to offer namaz and he would remain in touch via SMS during a journey to make sure whether they have offered salah or not. Even in the state of illness, he said to his elder son, as soon as I get better, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal will go in a madni qafla. He explained the reason for not buying a mobile phone for his son by saying to him, since Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Bargad Umar Aliya instructed not to buy mobile phones for children, for this reason I will not buy you a mobile phone. O devotees of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, there is advice for both the parents and the children in these two accounts that we just heard, of the Bedouin woman and of late Haji Zamzam At-Tari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. It is true that good parents never neglect the child's Islamic and good upbringing, rather they strive in rectifying them. If parents themselves are regular in offering namaz, act upon the 72 pious deeds, and are an embodiment of sunnah, then they also encourage their children to adopt these pious deeds, and they regularly ask them to see if they are carrying out the deeds or not. Anyhow, parents must now decide that they will fulfill the important task of providing Islamic upbringing to their children and making them a means of continuous reward at a sadqa jariyah for themselves, or will they give them total freedom and make them a means for the destruction of the hereafter? Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in this episode we heard about how our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala, provided a good and Islamic upbringing to their children. We also heard two accounts, in which the first one we heard the Bedouin woman's advices to her son, and in the second account we heard about late Haji Zamzam Attari, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, concluding our episode, we make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq and the power to provide our children the Islamic upbringing. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Parenting in Islam. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Parenting in Islam.